The Community Media Center of Santa Rosa is no more, at least by that name. Under the leadership of newly hired Executive Director Daedalus Howell, the 17-year-old facility has been rebranded as C-Media.
In my mind, it's just an abbreviation. It really is just community media. But the C could stand for culture, it could stand for civic, it could stand for collaboration, change. So we're cmedialabs.org.
Howell is a longtime Sonoma County writer, filmmaker, and media observer, whose charge, upon being hired late this summer, was to rethink the whole enterprise, retaining its key function as an educational resource while becoming financially self-reliant.
I'm using what I call the Trappist monk model. The Trappist monks were asked at one point several centuries ago to become self-sustaining as a monastery, so they started producing beer and selling it. Now, we don't make beer, but what we do is make media. So I've initiated some programs wherein we make media that helps underwrite our own needs as a nonprofit. Part of that entails custom production, which we've always done, but I've revved it up a bit and created essentially an in-house creative agency.
Two important early clients are La Tortilla Factory and the Sonoma County Tourism Bureau. But Howell sees the center's potential customer base mostly among smaller businesses. This is all about just keeping the doors open at the media center, which last fiscal year saw its operating budget cut by more than half to $300,000. The city of Santa Rosa then sought bids from other prospective operators, but finding none of them satisfactory came close to closing the facility altogether last spring. But the recognition of the center's unique role as a community resource left the door open for this new attempt to restructure and update their offerings, albeit with a budgetary deadline not too far down the road.
The goal over 5 years is to become completely autonomous in terms of our financial needs with the city.
So Howell says another piece of the puzzle will involve monetizing one of the center's underused community access channels.
Having had a chat with Nicole, my new best friend at the FCC, I've learned that we can sell acknowledgments.
And if that approach sounds familiar to fans of NPR or PBS, well, it's with good reason.
It's exactly like public television, but it's, in our case, hyper-local.
At the same time, he's developing a three-tiered membership structure.
We used to have over 20 membership tiers, which was a bit unmanageable, and so I've consolidated that down to just three basic membership levels. You can be a supporting member, as you could for KRCB, for example. You can become a producing member. That entitles you to use of equipment, training, and the facilities you need to accomplish your project. Third level, that's the organizational membership. So you and three of your colleagues then have access to all the same stuff.
But underlying all of these financial and structural changes, Howell says, is the challenge of reimagining how a community media center can offer a vital service in an already media-saturated society.
In this day and age of YouTube and iPhones and the pervasive notion that making media is available to everyone, even though that media is awesome, we supply something that you don't get necessarily on YouTube, which is a face-to-face community.
Now, the new name notwithstanding, he's putting the emphasis on community at least as much as media.
I've gotten really positive reports back from the producers that the environment has changed, the culture has changed, and the sense of access is very real now.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.